This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 28, 2008. Hungry for more. The scripture is Matthew 13, verse 8. Other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100 times what was sown. At the mission conference that I mentioned yesterday, we were able to hand out almost 20,000 booklets and CD/DVDs to Christians from China. At times, there were long lines of people waiting for materials. I had not seen anything like that before. Spiritual hunger was obviously present. Afterward, I wondered why we do not see this more often. Maybe we have forgotten the Apostle Peter's advice to be like newborn babes who crave pure spiritual milk. Maybe we think that because we have heard it before, we know it already. But that would be a big mistake. We would be assuming that we don't need to grow in Christ. James urges us to humbly accept the word planted in you and to do what it says. We cannot do what the Word of God says, though, if we don't read from it, hear it preached, and learn what it means for our lives. Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, "The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." God's Word can make us really uncomfortable at times. Like a mirror, it can show us clearly who we are. But we need that. Have you read the Bible today? What have you learned about God and about yourself? Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for giving us your Word. Help us to develop an appetite for it, to learn from it always, and to put it into practice every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.